Jaya Radha Madhava Kundabi Hare. Madhava Kundabi Hare. Dana Balaba Yidibaru Dago De Gopi Dana Balaba Yidibaru Dago De Nandana Praja Jana Nandana Soda Nandana Praja Jana Nandana Buna Tera Rabana Chavale Amuna te amana chante Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hare Kundabi Hare Kundidana Malaba Giribaru Hare Kundidana Malaba Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Nandana Rabana Chahre Yamuna Te Rabana Chahre Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hare Jai Radha Madhava Kundabi Hare Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paramahansa Alstutada Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Gosami Srila Prabhupada Kijaya ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijaya Nandagoti Vaishnava Vrindi Kijaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijaya Friends, say Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Kijaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Swayam Mukunda Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturanam Kijai, Jagadatha Sami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Talasi Devi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Parimananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories, the assembled devotees, All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 39, texts 44 to 45. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're just going to do the first text responsively. Bhuyas tatrapi so adrakshet stuyamanam ahishvaram siddha charana gandharvair asurair nata Kandaraha akandarahi Bhuyasta trappi so drakshet Stuyamanam ahishvaram Siddha charana gandharvair Asurair natta kandarai Bhuyasta trapi so drakshet Stuyamanam akishvaram Siddhacharana gandharvair Asurair natta kandarai Bhuyasta trapi so drakshet Stuyamanam ahishvaram Siddhacharana gandharvair Asurair natta kandarai So I'm just going to read the next text, and then we'll go on to the word-by-word synonyms. Sahasra shirasam devam sahasrapanam molinam nilambaram visashritam shringai shritam ivastitam. So you can repeat. Booyaha. Again. Tatra api. In the same place. Sa. He. Adrakshit. Saw. Stuyamanam. Being praised. Aki. Ishvaram. The Lord of Serpents. Anantashesha. The plenary expansion of Lord Balaram, who serves as the bed of Vishnu. Siddhacharana Gandharvai. By Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas. Asurai. And by demons. Nata. Bowed. Kandarai, who's next? Sahasra, thousands. Shirasam, having heads. Devam, the Supreme Lord. Sahasra, thousands. Pada, having hoods. Molinam, and helmets. Nila, blue. Ambaram, whose clothing. Visa, like the filaments of a lotus stem. Shvetam, white. Shringai, with its peaks. Shvetam, Kailasa Mountain. Eva, as if. Stitam, situated. Translation, there Akrura Naus or Anantashesh, the Lord of the Serpents, receiving praise from Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, and demons, who all had their heads bowed. The personality of Godhead, whom Akrura saw, had thousands of heads, thousands of hoods, and thousands of helmets. His blue garment, and his fair complexion as white as the filaments of a lotus stem, made him appear like the white Kailasa Mountain with its many peaks. You can repeat. There Akrura Naus or Anantashesh. The Lord of the Serpents. Receiving praise from Siddhas. Charanas Gandharvas. And demons. Who all had their heads bowed. The personality of Godhead. Whom Akrura saw had thousands of heads, thousands of hoods, and thousands of helmets. His blue garment and his fair complexion, as white as the filaments of a lotus stem, made him appear like white Kailasa Mountain with its many peaks. So, there's no commentary by the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, so I'm going to read the commentaries by the Acharyas, and then we'll speak. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, when Akrura submerged himself a second time in the Yamuna, Krishna showed him the form of Vishnu, his Angsa, that means his expansion. Actually, it's Swamsa. Swamsa means his Vishnu Tava expansion, the deity of the mantra, of his mantra. And to hold his attention, he showed him directly that form surrounded from head to foot with servants. He showed him that form which had appeared in the house of Vasudeva, the lord of Vaikuntha. This is described in 13 verses. The first two describe Shesha, the Angsa of Balaram. He had 1,000 hoods and crowns towering like Mount Kailasa with peaks of snow. When Akrura went into the Yamuna the second time, he saw a Shesha in Vaikuntha. According to Sridhar Swami's comments on 10:28:16, and the statements in Bhagavatam, Vaikunthe pi yata shesha, this is the conclusion of some. And Jiva Goswami states, The Lord showed Akura, who did not bathe in the wealth of his highest sweetness. The kitchen door should be closed. Not that door.
It's closed.
It's closed, okay. Yeah, that's really important. It also gets really cold in here. This is described in three verses. In the lake of the Yamuna, he now saw the form of a snake, not Krishna, and Balaram. He was being praised by the Charanas, Gandharvas, and the Kumaras, his students. Vishnu Purana says, Vritam Basuki Ram Bhadyare, Mahadbir Pavanha Shibihi. He was surrounded by Vasuki, Ramba, and other great snakes. He was praised also by demons like Pallada. They all bowed their heads. Ananta was worthy of the worship of the whole universe, Devam. He had thousands of hoods and crowns. He appeared like Kailasa, Shvetam. With many peaks, he was white like the fibers of the lotus stem. Avisa, Shvetam. Molinam means possessing a garland. As per the rule, Riyadivyascha, that's from Panini, that's his grammar, 5.2.116, and finally Sanatana Goswami. Immersing himself again, Bhuya, he saw Ananta, not the two boys whom he had seen previously, or he saw what he previously saw, but with additions. Though it was extraordinary, he understood it was the two sons by some similarity. Or by the Lord's mercy, he understood. Vishnu Purana says, Bala Krishnao Tata Krura Prat Yabhigyaya Vismitaha. Understanding the identity of Balaram and Krishna, Akrura was astonished. Wait a second. Actually, there's more. He saw a huge snake served by many servant snakes. Vishnu Purana says, Avritam Vasuki Ram Bhagyar Mahadvi Pavanar Shibhi. He was surrounded by Vasuki, Ramba, and other great snakes. The sinners are the Kumaras, or the inhabitants of Patala, or Kapila, and other sages. Asuras living in Patala were under Shesha's control. All of them were bowing down, having great bhakti. Ananta is to be worshipped by the world, Devam. As the controller of ignorance, he is to be worshipped by all, not just by people in ignorance. Molinam means possessing a garland as per the rule of Riya Dibyascha, and that's the same quote from Panini. He had crowns on his heads and garlands on his hoods. He was huge like a white mountain. The many peaks had jewels, as many heads had crowns. So let's go back to the verse and recite that again. I went back all the way back. Buyastatrapi so drakshet stuyamana mahishvaram sidacharana gandharvair asuranata kandarahai sahasra shidasam devam sahasra panamolinam nilambaram vishashvetam Shringai Shritam Ivastitam. So Om Gana Timurandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmeditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So first we'll read Prabhupada's Krishna book, which concerns the same verses that we read today. In Krishna book he said, he therefore went back to the river. This time he saw not only Balaram and Krishna there, but many of the demigods and all the siddhas, charanas, and gandharvas. They were all bowing down before the Lord. He also saw Lord Sheshanag with thousands of hoods. Lord Sheshanag was covered with bluish garments, and his necks were all white. The white necks of the Sheshanag appeared exactly like snow-capped mountains. On the coiled lap of Sheshanag, Krishna was sitting very soberly with four hands. His eyes were like the reddish petals of the lotus flower. So, this is very interesting, and it relates to the last verse in which we find that Akrura had committed the offense, you know, actually two offenses. He left the Lord to go bathing in the river, thinking that the river, bathing in the river, was more important than being with the Lord. And he also, just to reiterate what was said yesterday, and he also called Vasudeva Anakadundubi, which means someone who's born with the sound of drums. So he should have called Vasudev Vasudev, because that's related to Vasudev, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, Vasudev and Vasudev. So it's very interesting that, like it's commented on the Bhagavatam, that people go to sacred places, and in many cases, or perhaps most cases, they don't understand the priorities. The Bhagavatam states that those who go to Swati, so those who go to a sacred place just to take a bath and don't go to hear from the sages or the great personalities are there, that are there, they're considered to be like cows or asses. Not that they're, we call them asses, that's not the point. But the cows and the asses and the other animals bathe in the rivers, and they don't go to hear from the holy people. So in the same way, Akrura, didn't keep associating with Krishna. He went to bathe in the river, considering bathing in the river more important than being with Krishna and Balaram. That's really important. And that reminds me of when Srila Prabhupada was on the Raj Mando Parikrama with a group of his with a group of his god brothers, and of course his spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was there. And there was an announcement made one night that tonight or today we're going to see the deity of Shirodakshai Vishnu. And it's a beautiful deity. I've been there at the temple in Braj. It's actually on the corner, practically on the edge of Braj. And it's a temple in which you have Shirodakshai Vishnu is there. And also there's Garbhodakshai Vishnu, because you actually see Lord Vishnu. Anyone's been to that temple? No, I've been to the temple anyway. So you see actually Lord Vishnu lying down and Lord Brahma coming from lotus flower coming from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And you see all the demigods. I mean, this deity has like hundreds and hundreds of demigods around him praying. And so, anyway, so they made that announcement. And they also said that for those who don't go, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is going to be here tonight, you know, so you can meet with him or you can hear from him. And most of the devotees went. And Prabhupada stayed. And Prabhupada stayed and heard from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very pleased with Prabhupada. He said, because Prabhupada understood the mission, especially when Prabhupada wrote this nice stanza, absolute ascension thou hast proved, in personal calamity thou hast moved. He said that he has understood. So it's really interesting. And Prabhupada, of course, understood the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and carried it out by coming to the Western world and sacrificing everything at an advanced age. So that's one point. Another point that's mentioned here is that Akrura was, apart from the offenses and everything like that that he committed, he was chanting specific mantras that were not in relationship with the Lord in Vrindavan. So that's an interesting point, because as we know from the Shikshashtaka, Nam Namakari Bahuda Nivashar Sarva Shaktishta Trapita Nimata Smarnina Kala, that the Lord has invested all of his transcendental potencies in his holy names. However, each and every holy name of Krishna has a specific potency, or let's say a specific manifestation of a specific aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or manifestation of energy, or the Lord's position, depending on whether the name is a primary name or a secondary name. Primary names, of course, as we mentioned previously, mean names that refer to Krishna in terms of his personal interactions and his personality. And secondary names are names that refer to Krishna in terms of his position, you know, like Bhagavan Paramatma. These are all secondary names, and of course primary names are like Govinda, Gopal, Nandanandana, Yashodanandana, like that. So each and every name connects us, really interesting, connects us with a specific manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like with the story of Anupama, who was the brother of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. Anupama was, of course, a Ram Bhakta, and he was very attached to chanting what? Sita Ram, Raghupati, Raghava, Rajaram, Patita Pavana, Sita Ram. And his brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, tried to convince him to chant Hare Krishna. And he tried. He was, but there's no difference. Advaita, Chuta, Nadi, Rananta, Rupa, Majam, Purana, Purusham. Navayovanam cha, right? There's one God, you know, Ram and Krishna are the same person. But a devotee is attached to a specific a manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so that manifestation becomes manifest to a devotee through specific names. I mean, for example, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we don't only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada has given us other mantras, right? After the Mangal Arti in the morning, or the Artis, what do we chant? We chant what? The prayers to Lord Nrsingadev. So why do we chant the prayers to Lord Nrsingadev when we could be chanting Hare Krishna more, right? Think about it. Because the name Krishna, or Krishna, Ete Changsa Kalakpumsa, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. He's Bhagavan Swayam, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all the other incarnations are expansions, or portions of plenary portions, or plenary portions of him, right? Ete Changsa Kalakpumsa, Krishna is to Bhagavan Swayam. So Krishna's there in his holy names. Everything is there. However, we chant the prayers to the Lord Nrsingadev to evoke a certain aspect or manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's not that one mantra is the same as any other mantras. And even the Shaktas, they have their mantras that have nothing to do with God, isn't it? Just like in the Jiva Dharma, you have this person, let's see if I remember his name, Nayaka Chudamani. And Nayaka Chudamani, well, he wasn't a good guy. He liked to chant Kali mantras and Durga mantras. And, you know, usually we explain the word mantra as what? Freeing the mind, mana tra. But in this particular case, it didn't really free his mind from his anarthas. It actually connected him with his anarthas. So Nayaka Chudamani, he was very envious of this expert, Brajanath, who was very expert in rhetoric. And he wanted to, and because Brajanath was the most expert and Brajanath could defeat anyone, he wanted to become the most prominent. So what did he do? He went and did his mantra in a what? Crematorium. That's generally not recommended. You do your mantras in a crematorium. So he did his mantra to Goddess Durga, my dear. And so for a whole month he was doing this. I guess residing in the crematorium, he was so determined. We should be so determined in chanting our mantra that we can just like not go to a crematorium, but so determined, aka Kurunandana, that we're willing to undergo all sorts of challenges, austerities, to please Krishna and the spiritual masters. But he was very determined because that determination came from the motive passion. I guess there was some ignorance there too. Because in the mode of passion, according to the Bhagavad Gita, what? One is very determined. In my own life, my father, he was very determined. He would wake up early in the morning for Mangalarti. No. He'd wake up early in the morning to go to work to make a lot of money. So that's passion. So he was very determined. And so after a month, it was the full moon day, and there was lightning and thunder, and you know, probably there was pus coming from the sky at the same time. And what happened is he heard a voice, you know, that Brajanath is not going to be teaching anymore. And actually it was the dark moon night. So Brajanath is not going to be teaching anymore. And so he became ecstatic, and he thought that meant Brajanath was going to, what, die. But that didn't happen. Brajanath's material life died, because Brajanath actually became attached to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's rhetoric and teachings at first, because that was his main interest. And then through that Agyata Sukriti means unknowing pious activities or unknowing devotional service, he became purified and gave up his desire for teaching rhetoric and became a great devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. And that's one of the stories in the Jiva Dharma by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So you have so many different stories of different mantras. Oh, another story that comes to mind is Dhruva Maharaj. You know, Dhruva Maharaj didn't chant Hare Krishna. That's interesting. I mean, even though Narada Muni, he could have taught him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He taught him, what? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And because he chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, the manifestation of the Lord that he saw was what? Prishni Garba, which is four-handed manifestation of the Lord. So it's really interesting, you know, depending on the mantra. And that's why we chant Lord Nrisingadeva's mantra, because we want, Prabhupada said, we chant Lord Nrisingadeva's mantra. Why? We want the protection for the spiritual master and the protection of the Krishna consciousness movement. So each mantra has some purpose. And of course, we chant the pranam mantra to the spiritual master, and this connects us with the service to the spiritual master, with Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. So this is very important. So that's an important point I wanted to make, that mantras, or which mantra you chant, has specific effects on your consciousness and connects you in a certain way. So the next thing I'd like to talk about is the glorification of Ananta Shesh. And I have some verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam that glorify Ananta Shesh. I'd like to read them. The first one is from the third canto, 32nd chapter, text 4. All the planets and the materialistic persons, including all the heavenly planets, such as the moon, are vanquished when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, goes to his bed of serpents, which is known as Ananta Shesh. 4:30-31. Even the Lord himself, in his incarnation as Ananta or Shesha, cannot describe his own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he could not find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and another point is, and before we read more verses, that Ananta is basically an expansion of Balaram. And Balaram's mood is as servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Ananta is always trying to serve the Lord in different ways, and one way is by glorification. And then from 5th canto, 17th chapter, text 21, we have the verse where Lord Shiva, who worships Ananta Shesh, states, all the great sages accept the Lord as the source of creation, maintenance, and destruction, although he actually has nothing to do with these activities. Therefore, the Lord is called unlimited, or Ananta. Although the Lord, in his incarnation as Shesha, holds all the universes on his hoods, each universe feels no heavier than a mustard seed to him. Therefore, what person desiring perfection will not worship the Lord? And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport here more about Ananta Shesh. The incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Shesha or Ananta, has unlimited strength, fame, wealth, knowledge, beauty, and renunciation. As described in this verse, Ananta's strength is so great that the innumerable universes rest on his hoods. Actually, Prabhupada said that he is the source of what we call gravity. You know, the scientists, of course, they have their impersonal explanation of gravity. Gravity is the bending of space-time. Some of you may have heard that before. Now, I don't understand. I mean, I understand it, but I don't understand the science. Excellent, bending of space-time. Anyway, and it's interesting, even just a little bit of science here. Even if you go and try to understand the Big Bang, where everything was compressed or before everything expanded, then you'll see that there was no time there, which actually really corroborates with the description in the Bhagavatam, that before the creation there was no time, there was material time like that, and the Lord manifested it all. And of course the scientists basically say that something came from nothing, which is not logical, but somehow or other a lot of science is not logical. Even the scientists say that if anyone says that they understand quantum theory, they don't understand quantum theory. So anyway, so we understand, not quantum theory per se, but we understand Krishna's behind the whole thing, and he's the one who's creating gravity, the law of gravity. You know, we say the law of gravity. Prabhupada also would talk about if you have a law of something, you know, law of gravity, or law of action and reaction, every action equals opposite reaction, then there must be someone who, what? Wrote the law. Or gave the law. So Ananta is the source of the gravity. That's why I'm sitting here. If it wasn't for Ananta, I'd float in the air. Well, if it wasn't for Ananta, I wouldn't be here. As described in this verse, Ananta's strength is so great that the innumerable universes rest on his hoods. He has bodily features of a snake with thousands of hoods, and since his strength is unlimited, all the universes resting on his hoods feel no heavier than mustard seeds. We can just imagine how insignificant a mustard seed is on the hood of a serpent. In this connection, the reader is referred to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, chapter 5, verses 117 to 125. There it is stated that the Lord Vishnu's incarnation as the serpentine, Anantashesh, supports all the universes on his hoods. But by our calculation, a universe may be very, very heavy, but because the Lord is Ananta, unlimited, he feels the weight to be no heavier than a mustard seed. And then in the Adi Leela, 5:10, it actually describes Ananta's mood and relationship and the mood of Balaram. The Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna, expands himself in five forms. Mahasankarshan, number one. Number two, Kuranadakshaya Vishnu. Three, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Four, Shuradakshaya Vishnu. And five, Shesha, Ananta Shesha. These five plenary portions are responsible for both the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. In these five forms, Lord Balaram assists Krishna in his activities. The first four of these forms are responsible for the cosmic manifestations, where Shesha is responsible for personal service to the Lord. So all the personal service to the Lord is under the jurisdiction of Shesha. It's explained elsewhere, I believe in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that the Brahman thread of the Lord, the sitting place of the Lord, the Singhasana, Singhasana means lion throne. It's not Sringasana, it's Singhasana. The throne of the Lord, the temple itself, everything can be considered an incarnation or a manifestation of Anantashesh or Balaram. And so, therefore, when one cleanses the temple, Just like we hear the verses we're chanting every morning from Mangalarti, isn't it? Shingara Mandira Marjanado. What does it mean? Cleansing the temple. The spiritual master, some of the devotees translate that verse as the spiritual master engages his disciples in doing it, but the actual translation should be the spiritual master along with his disciples cleanses the temple, just say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansed the Gundicha temple. So that's, Prabhupada says, it's the same as service to the deities. It's interesting, isn't it? Same as service to the deities, because it's a manifestation of Ananta Shesh. So Sesha is called Ananta, unlimited, because he assists the personality of God in his unlimited expansions by performing an unlimited variety of services. And of course, we know Balaram, who is Ananta, or from whom Ananta expands. Balaram is the original spiritual master, Mayamatva, Abala Inena, Labdhya. No one can attain the mercy of Krishna without getting the mercy of Balaram. Sri Balaram is the servitor Godhead who serves Lord Krishna in all affairs of existence. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is the same servitor Godhead, Balaram, performs the same service to Lord Gauranga by constant association. So there's a connection, Balaram, and Lord Nityananda, Balaram, Harila Nitai, and Sheshanag. So we should remember that in the description of Sheshanag. That Ananta Shesh is the devotee, this is from the Adi Leela 5:120. That Ananta Shesh is the devotee incarnation of Godhead. He knows nothing but service to Lord Krishna. Also, a manifestation of Ananta Shesh is Lakshman in the pastimes of Lord Ram. And Lakshman would just carry out Lord Ram's orders whenever Lord Ram asked him to do something, even though he didn't always agree with the orders. And finally, we'll read the purport. Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Krishna Sandarbha, has described Sheshanaga as follows. Sri Ananta Dev has thousands of faces and is fully independent, always ready to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He waits upon him constantly. Sankarshan is the first expansion of Vasudev, you know, the Chaturvyuha expansion. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And because Sankarshan appears by his own will, he is called Swarat, fully independent. He is therefore infinite and transcendental to all limits of space and time. He himself appears as the thousand-headed Shesha. In the Skanda Purana, in the Ayodhya Mahatmya chapter, the demigod Indra requested Lord Shiva, who was standing before him as Lakshman, Lord Shesha, who is standing before him as Lakshman, please go to your eternal abode, Vishnu Loka, where your expansion Shesha with his serpentine hoods is also present. And it's also described in the Valmiki Ramayana that when Lakshman left this world, isn't it? Shesha manifests from his mouth. And that's how he left this material world, after he was banished by Lord Ram, but that's another story. After thus dispatching Lakshman to the regions of Patala, Lord Indra returned to his abode. This quotation indicates that the Sankarshan of the quadruple form descends with Lord Ram as Lakshman, which as I stated before. When Lord Ram disappears, Shesha again separates himself from the personality of Lakshman. Then returns to his own abode in the Patala regions, and Lakshman returns to his abode in the Vaikuntha. The Lagu Bhagavatamrita gives the following description. The Sankarshana of the second group of quadruple forms appears as Ram. So, that's interesting. So you have the second group of quadruple forms means Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. So the second appears as Ram, taking with him Shesha, who bears the global spheres. There are two features of Shesha. One is the bearer of the globes, and the other is the bedstead servitor. The Shesha who bears the globes is the potent incarnation of Sankarshan, and therefore he is sometimes also called Sankarshan. The bedstead feature of Shesha always presents himself as an eternal servant of the Lord. And just two more quotes if we have time. Phew. Adi Leela, 1345. Sheshanagananta personally, if personally were to make the pastimes of Lord, if Lord Sheshanagananta personally were to make the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya into sutras, even with his thousands of mouths, there is no possibility they can find their limit. And finally, Majalila 2370, Lord Shesha in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha, and in the material world, Lord Ananta, who carries innumerable planets on his hoods, are two primary empowered incarnations. There's no need to count the others, for they are unlimited. And finally, in the Brahma Samhita text 47, we find Shesha described, I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, who assuming his own great subjective form, who bears the name of Shesha, replete with all accommodating potency, and reposing in the causal ocean with the infinity of the world and the pores of his hair, enjoys creative sleep. And the purport says, the subjective nature of Ananta, who has the form of the couch of the Mahavishnu, is described. Ananta the same, who is the infinite couch on which Mahavishnu reposes, is a distinctive appearance of the divinity bearing the name Shesha, having the subjective nature of the servant of Krishna. That's Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura's words. And so, any quick questions? Yes.
It also seems that the meaning and personality of a name is dependent on the mood of the speaker. Like Robert would say, yeah, that Hari Ram can refer to Ramachandra or Balaram or Lord Nityananda.
And Ram can also refer to Radharaman.
And to Radharaman. And then you have the gopis sometimes call Krishna, hey, not, which just, you could
my Lord. Yeah, that's secondary, but that's in reference to their relationship.
Exactly. So when they're saying that, it's actually primary.
Right. Right. That's true.
I was also wondering, you don't have time, but how a poor or pure devotee could commit these offenses. That's also.
Well, one could say pastimes. One can say pastimes. You know, there's the pastime of the Shyamantaka jewelry, the killing of Satrajit by Satadamba, who Akrura took part in. You know, so why did he do these things? He was cursed by the gopis or committed these offenses. But in any case, it's a pastime of the Lord, but it's also instructive to us. You know, we have to be very careful how we refer to the Lord. And also, as the point I made, it's very important to chant the mantras that connect us with the specific form of the Lord that we are connected with. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Satkunandam Gokure Rajamanam Namam Vishwaram Satya Ananda Rupam Satkunandam Gokure Rajamanam Yasodave Yonuka Dhanavamandagam Paramrishtamat Yantatolcha Ya Yonuka Dhanavamandagam Dhanjamo Netra Yumamrijantam Karambojatumena Satanka Netra Shatkam Patre Vekam Kakanta Sita Kraivam Damodaram Vakti Vadam Iti Dritra Lila Dir Ananda Kundeli Shagosham Niyajantam Atyapayantam Tare Shai Tadye Shu Bhakta Jitwara Twamakam Punat Premantas Tam Jatta Vritti Vande Param Deva Moksham Na Mokshavatir Vaha Nachanya Vrenayam Vareshat Viha Idam teva purnata upala balangam sarabe manas yavi vastam kimanyayam humble shall a chanter in la lai richam kuntan lai snigda raktais jagopya. Chum be dam be ba, rata da dam be di. Manasya be rats tam alam, lachala vai. Dhammota Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhu Dukkha Jalabdi Madhyam. Patrishti Vrishtati Dinam Bhattagandu Rahan Vishamam Agyamme Yakshi Drisha. Shaubada Ujjaiva Yadvara Vyamuchita Bhakti Vajo Kritoja. Ujjaiva Yadvara Mochita Bhakti Vajo Kritocha. Tata Prema Bhaktim Swa Kame Prayakcha Namukshe Grahu Mesti Damodareha. Namastestu namne spuradip di namne Vajiyo darayatla vishvachadamne. Namo Radhikaya Swa Dhiya Priyaya Yivi Namo Data Lilaya Devaya Tuvyam. Sakshi Anandurupa Rasakunalam Gokule Vrajamanam. Sakshi Anandurupa Rasakunalam Gokule son avenir, look at la dame manana, a ramishka mat yan kava to genovia. Sadashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chadanada Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Kijaya, Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Kijaya, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijaya, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna, Zaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha, Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Kijaya, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Saim Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturanam Kijaya Jagannatha Swami Kijaya Yamanamaya Kijaya Srimati Tulasi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya Gaur Premananda Hadibo. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutvai, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravati Pachani, Nivasesha Srinivadi, Pashtata Deish Tarni. So, translation, to the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and his mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes. He shivered in fright, and his pearl necklace shook. To the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who is bound by his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drown the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face which is encircled by lots of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Feelings of opulence serve no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me, uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvira, Manigriva, and Nalakuvara, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe is created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and your unlimited pastimes, Lord Damodar Ki Jai. Okay, Shikshashtika.